Being selfish with your personal growth and why it's okay.
So, I think recording here in the cup holder will sound better, so I'm going to do that. I got a lot that I want to say, and I don't have anybody to say it to. Nobody that's not completely overwhelmed with their own shit. So, because I have nobody to say it to, I'm going to say it to everybody. Everybody's listening to this, which effectively is nobody, but is also real people who are going to be listening to this. And my goodness, I have so much to say. And I don't even know how long these recordings work anymore. So I'm going to try to give this recording some direction and some heartfelt intent, because shit, I've been needing to go deep, and I just haven't had the people or the places to go do that. So I'm gonna check right now to see if this actually works. Here we go. So I'm realizing, I think this recording is recording through the car microphone. So that's good and bad, because I'm road adjacent right now. So hopefully the sound doesn't come through on the audio. This one's going to be the one I upload. So if it comes through on the audio, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be too loud. But I got some things to say. Hopefully the crickets come through if the car audio or if the road noise comes through. I'm not driving. I'm stationary, but I am road adjacent at a peaceful place that I've found that's not too far outside of the city, but, you know, far enough that there's no foot traffic. There's zero foot traffic. There's very little people that come to this space, even though it's road adjacent. It is a thoroughfare. And, when the occasional authorities show up, they get what it is pretty instantly. So I haven't had any issues here. That's why I like this place. So anyway, I've been meaning to record episodes for a while now. I've had a lot of, you know, new growth and milestones for myself personally. Mentoring has turned a corner. I mentor boys 9 to 18. And I have very deliberately and been told by others that my output is pretty good. It's pretty fucking good. And I've had moments where I'm just like, wow, that was fucking dope what I just did there. And not trying to sound conceited or anything like that, just it's coming together, which is great. And I've had personal moments where I'm like, oh, my understanding of the things around me, it's getting better. And that's great. And in jiu-jitsu, I've had moments where I was like, damn, that was a pretty slick move I just did there. And I feel like I'm just things are starting to get in sync. They're starting to click a little better. They're starting to mature. I'm starting to grow up. I'm starting to evolve. And I can see it at a rate that I can identify. That's able for me to identify. But at the same time, you know, my spiritual growth, my emotional growth, and just my overall growth, I don't have people I can talk to about it, because I'm over here, disabled veteran, no day job, fucking off all the time, is what it seems. But everybody else is so focused on their day job, which the majority of them don't care for or like, at least in the capacity that they're in. But more importantly, they're not able to focus on growing themselves. And with the boys that I deal with, I realize that being able to grow yourself is really important. And having the time and the effort and the energy and the support to grow yourself is huge. But there's so many people that don't have that. So they just endlessly consume murder mystery shows and reality TV and other trash TV. And you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. It's not my call. But when I look at how they live outside of work, they don't. They do not live outside of work. And they do things outside of work, but they're not living. They're not challenging themselves. They're not pushing themselves. Their goals are and or is to just be progressively more comfortable in the life they live. And who am I to deny them that? They work hard. They deserve all that. But you deserve that after you're fully realized human being. In my opinion, if you're not a fully realized human being, your number one goal in life is to be a fully realized human being. If you're not, why are you not? And I'm realizing more and more people are not, or they get to a point that they feel is comfortable enough, and they're like, I'm good, and that's their right. They're allowed to do that. Who am I to question it? But I'm me, so I'm gonna fucking question it. I don't care if I'm supposed to or allowed to. I'm gonna. But I don't have to challenge everybody about it. That's why I'm making this episode. Because I'm questioning the ether. And or whoever listens to this. And then you pose the question to yourself. Do you think you, me, or anyone has the right to challenge you or anyone to being better? If so, why or why not? Me coming from a military family to the military life, I 100% agree that the answer is yes. Me, society, your family, and anybody else has the absolute right to question you on how well you're doing what you're doing. You don't have to care. You don't have to acknowledge. You can do what the fuck you want to do. You're grown. But I think your citizenly duty is to respond as a, you know, intelligent adult. Letting the questioning party know why or why not you do shit. Why or why not you care about their opinion. These kinds of things. Because I think that's critically important. Being able to express yourself with words. It's critically important. I realize it in mentoring. I talk to my boys about it all the time. And that's what made it so abundantly clear to me how important being able to express yourself is. And it's hard. It's hard when you're a kid. It's hard when you're an adult. I can't say when it's harder because kids these days don't talk to each other. So that's hard. But then, when you're adult, it actually matters. You're engaging with people that's like, hey, this could be my person. Hey, this could be the person that hooks me up with that next job that really sets me up. So the stakes are substantially higher. But I think the impact is remarkably similar. So, you know, there's that. But also, people are not emotionally and or spiritually and or mentally ready to talk about significant things. And that fucking frustrates me. Also, I'll address the elephant in my room. None of you are aware of this, but fuck. I am so... Alright, I'll keep it real. I'm lonely as fuck, right? And I've been lonely as fuck my whole life. Since I joined the military, I've been lonely as fuck. I joined the military at 18, fresh out of high school, 6 months, 4 or 6 months after I graduated, I joined the military. Been lonely. My first duty station was overseas. I lived overseas for a decade consecutively. From like 19 to 27. I lived abroad. Basically from a time in 2003 till a time in 2013, I was abroad. And it was lonely. I was fucking off. I was young, dumb, and full of cum. So I was chasing every beautiful girl I could lay my eyes on, and there was a lot. And in doing so, I wasn't planning for my future like I should have been. I wasn't trying to lock in my best choice or best available or anything. I was just running through them because they were all amazing. And I viewed them as trading cards. I wanted to collect them all. And it was a spectacular experience. I cannot deny that. It was the first time in my life that pretty girls noticed me. That they vibed with me. That they acknowledged my presence. And more. But it was amazing. So anyway, fuck that all up. Because I wasn't addressing my traumas is why I fucked that up. So then I come back here. I'm alone again after a long time of being alone overseas, even though I was inundated with fantastic women. I was fucking up then. Now I'm back in the States. I'm all fucked up internally now. So I there's no hope. And that was 2013. And I've been, not systematically, but periodically for the first couple of years, and then systematically since about 2016, trying to get better. As I'm getting better, the last, 7-ish years, I'm like, all right, yeah, a lady friend would be nice. A lady would be great. And didn't find one that I felt was viable, right? But I found one that sex was fucking... Well, the sex sucked initially. I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't good. But I was like, hey, I have zero options. And she's a cool person. That scenario combined means I gotta make this work. So I do my best to make it work, and I identify fairly quickly. It appears she's a good person, so I'm going to actually give this some effort. I give it effort, start taking care of her physically in various aspects, and she starts to really get better physically as a person, both sexually and just in her own life. Her ability to operate her body got better. And my knowledge of the human body got better. So I'm like, wow, I'm learning. She's growing. This is a win-win. And the sex is slowly getting better. So this is a triple win. I'm hitting the triple crown, bitch. So it was great. And, long story short, I fucked it up again, as I always do, whatever. And I'm like, all right, I need to focus on myself. I can't, there's no space in my progress, in my growth for a legit girlfriend. That shit just doesn't exist for me right now. I can't tolerate somebody coming in and fucking my shit up. I barely have enough energy to just keep it on the rails. But I should have had probably multiple conversations to kind of iron out more details, right? But I was ironing out more important details, internal details, personal details, things about me, things about how I interact with life, things of that nature. My finances, bro, shit. So then I talked to my friends about just my general personal growth, nothing specific. And I'm realizing, there's so much I gotta do still. And I don't have the motivation to do it, right? So I'm like, all right, how do I accomplish this stuff? How do I continue to grow? How do I continue to pull myself out of this depression, out of this dark spot, out of this fuck, whatever it is? And near as I can figure, it's keep doing the positive shit, keep doing the constructive shit, and keep working together with my people, my vets, my fellow vets, right? It's been tough. It's been legitimately tough. It's been tough. The last 2 months, it's what? Early May right now. It's been really fucking tough lately. And I've actually been crying. Cried at some movies. You know, I've wanted to cry just thinking about shit. And I'm like, wow, this is emotional progress. I'm becoming a whole human being, a full spectrum human being, which is great. But then it's like, well, you can't just cry about, you know, shit that ain't going right in your life. That shit ain't gonna work. And it's not that it's not manly, because I tell my boys that shit's bullshit. I tell my grown combat veterans that shit's bullshit, because I truly and deeply not just believe it, but I know it to be true. But when I've welled up lately, it's because I don't see the point in continuing when things are so fucked up. Like, personally, I don't see the point at all, personally. But I know I have a duty to my community, my local Las Vegas community, my blood relative community, my military community, and so on. The boys I mentor. So, like, I keep pressing. But it's like, what's... I think of, like, an actor. I'm like, what's my motivation? Why am I acting the way I'm acting in this role? And, I mean, I feel like there's definitely more soul in it for me than that. Because, you know, it's my existence. But on the same token, it's hard to continue. But like, all right, well, I gotta really challenge this shit. I can't not do anything. I gotta do something. And it's not just, oh, make money or, you know, fulfill this void. Fuck that. For me personally, that's not acceptable. For other people, I have no issue with it. But for me, that's fucking unacceptable. I have to do something meaningful. Just like I did in the military. Did meaningful things. I need to do meaningful things here. So long story short, right now I'm on the books to brief one of the Las Vegas PDs, one of the Las Vegas police departments, on their critical incident management. As someone who's had a mental health emergency, had multiple interactions with the police during that mental health emergency, and I'm, you know, as a large black man, I made it out alive. And it was based on my ability to communicate, I think, largely, and being a combat veteran. But regardless, I want to be able to explain to these cops what it is, when you're dealing with somebody having a mental health emergency, they're not less than you. They're just having a mental health emergency. And it also looks like I may be on the books to go talk to one of the Las Vegas PD's recruit classes about the same topic. So between the results of mentoring my boys and how people have been reacting to my story, I realize I got to get it out there a little more. Because it seems like everybody's so afraid to make a fucking decision. And you can't be. You just fucking can't be. Yeah, it's gonna suck if you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, it's gonna suck if you burn through all your whatever. But damn it, man. We gotta do better. I gotta do better. I'm gonna continue to do better. I'm gonna sleep in tomorrow. That's the first thing I'm doing better. But also, I'm gonna start recording more soon. I got some friends that, buddies that I feel like are pretty good at, you know, debating and discussing. One of them I know, he and I used to just go at each other in debates. Pretty excited about that happening soon. But I'm not gonna lie, man. There is a crippling loneliness that persists. But the sense of duty in me is not gonna let me succumb to that again. So that's not an option to be acted upon in any way other than enduring it. Because I saw my mom's eyes when she found me, and I can't ever do that to her again. But also being in Las Vegas and dating, from my personal experience of 39 years, is fucking atrocious. I see other people come up with, you know, viable partners frequently. That has never been the case for me in this city. I go out of the city, man, I do substantially better. It's just, I don't know what it is about the city, about my city. It doesn't work out for me. And that is what it is, but it's still a pain in the dick when you're trying to find genuine female companionship. But that said, I'm growing. I'm trying to be more creative, trying to be more artistic. Writing, drawing, that kind of shit. It's never been something that I've really, well, as a child I did it for a short window, but outside of that, it's never been something I've looked into or thought about. So now that I am, it's wild, man, it's wild. So, I have a lot more I want to say on various topics, but I also don't want to go full bore into the whole, you know, posting social media stuff or whatever, because if it's not genuine, I don't want to do it. And this is genuine. I don't market it. I don't keyword it. You find it by chance, by the algorithm's algorithm. But I ask that you share these ramblings with someone that you know. Because it's getting more scarce, in my opinion. Fuck. It's all good. Things are getting better, and they will continue to get better. Alright, I'm gonna shut up and just upload this thing and go home, go to bed. So, here's a quick little ditty.